got a couple this morning. All right. Zoom. All right. Here he is. All right. So what I'm going to do, I was going to sit right here. I'll sit here. What I'm going to do is we're going to start doing some children messages on the parts of the worship service, the things that we do in our bulletin and what's going on there. So I'm going to start today at the very, very beginning. Adults, you can look at it too. What's the very first thing in the worship service? Big long word. It says the invocation. That's the very beginning of our worship service. It's very important because here we are gathered in the Lord's house, right? We gather here to worship. And yes?
God died on the cross
for us. That's exactly right. I couldn't say it better myself. That's exactly right. So this is what the importance of the invocation is it, I say these words, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And you know why we start there? God went up the mountain. Let's look at the invocation this morning. When we gather and worship, we're not just worshiping just, you know, anybody, right? We're going to gather in a particular name, right? So we have a particular God, and in His Word, He's told us that He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? We've heard that before. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we begin right there. As soon as we start, we say, we are here in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, here's something else I want us to notice. When I say those words, hold on. When I say those words, you know, they're said over you right here. Did you know that? When you were baptized, how were you baptized? What were the words? I baptize you in the name of the
Son.
That's exactly right. So we begin our worship service in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit. But this thing was applied to you also in your baptism when you were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, we begin that way. The pastor says those words. What does the congregation say? Amen. Is that right? I say in the beginning, we begin in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you say, Amen. Which means, a lot of times you've learned that means so be it, and that's correct. But I'm going to try this. What if I say it means I agree? How about that? I agree. Do you buy that? When we say prayers, and somebody leads us in prayer, and they say we're praying for the sick, and we're praying for the homebound, and everybody says what? Amen. Meaning, I agree. Right, so this is what we want to listen for this every week in church. That I will always begin with in the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. And you guys saying,
Amen.
Amen. All right, thanks for coming up, guys. You can return to your spots.